American ag industry posted its highest annual export levels ever in 2021. What about South Carolina? Let's find out about them right now as we're talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, first of all, it was a big year, pandemic and all. The exports for U.S. ag were tremendous.
Well, that's right. And as we come to realize, our export markets can sometimes make the difference between profitability or not for all of American agriculture, where we think about 30% of our production, you know, does go overseas. You know, we forget the United States is only 4% of the world's population.
Mm-hmm.
Also, moving beyond agriculture, South Carolina had its highest year of total exports, including agriculture, in 2021, I think, to the tune of maybe 22-point-something billion dollars total. So for our state's economy, overall, it's a big part. But for agriculture, you're right that 2021 had a lot of nice increases, and a lot of it, obviously, with China, our largest trading partner. We always have to be mindful of that. So 2021 will, you know, it was a great year for farming and as a rule with profitability. Exports made a big part of that. Again, China up, I think, $33 billion in purchases, which was up 25%
mm-hmm.
from the previous year. Mexico at $25.5 billion. That was up almost 40%. And it was a good year to do that because we did have our best yields ever for a lot of our crops in 2021. You take cotton, for example. You know, it was up almost a third in our average, and we almost averaged 1,000 pounds per acre, which mm-hmm. 10 years ago would have been unheard of. They would have thought the commissioner has lost his mind if he quoted those numbers. Soybean was up 30%, our highest number ever, and corn, not quite as impressive because we've always been building our corn yields up over the years, but we're up 7%. Now, peanuts, our total crop was down just because of acreage. But for the first time ever, we averaged over 2 tons per acre of peanuts. So great crops, improved exports, really all these things went together, again, to make 2021 a very profitable year. Now, as we turn the page to 2022, we'll have to evaluate it. And as it's getting started, I think we've already talked once about some of these fertilizer and other input costs that are really going to challenge farmers. But let's hope that our export markets stay strong and we'll keep our markets at favorable prices.
And, of course, it's too early to say yet, but there may be some opportunity because of the unfortunate conflict taking place right now between Ukraine and Russia. There may be some added opportunities for farmers to do some exports that ordinarily would have been sales in those countries.
Well, there might be, certainly. I know you join with me and everyone hoping that that will just calm down, even if it is a costly mm-hmm. Opportunity for farmers, but we want to just see some stability happen. So we'll take a repeat of 2021 with regards to export numbers, and we'll all be happy for that.
We certainly will. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Ag exports, today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.